311.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the 311 radio show right here on VOB 92.9 FM. Trust you've been having a great Sunday so far, and thank you so much for taking the time to share with us as you do every Sunday at this time. My name is Crystal J. Paul, and with us today we have from the Barbados Fire Service Fire and Life Safety Officers Kevin Sobers and Jason Collins.
Hi, good afternoon, Barbados.
All right, good afternoon, gentlemen. How have you been?
Cool so far. Everything fairly quiet. It's been a long week. And the week before that.
All right. Oh, boy, I'm telling you. Well, you know what? We have a lot to delve into today, some tips and some reminders. And, you know, just to continue to make the public aware of certain aspects that need to be taken into consideration. So, Officer Sobers, I'm going to hand it to you at this time.
Yes, please. And good afternoon again to all of Barbados and all those who are listening and tuning in via video, watching us on the Zoom meetings. As you know, COVID-19 is still here, and you're still hearing all the precautions, you're still hearing all the warnings, and us heeding all of the information that we're and the advice we're getting. Now, to start, I remember just Monday, because I decided this week I'm gonna catch the bus. And I was in one of the vehicles, and this lady and two teenage children got into the vehicle. The lady got in the front and the two persons got in the back of the vehicle. And the lady looked around and she was telling the two teenagers, put on the mask, make sure we don't got any mask. And that was all good, all fun and done, because COVID-19, you must wear your mask. So we're encouraging everyone to make sure you wear your mask, that you follow all the precautions, you sanitize, wash your hands, everything. Now this lady, I said kudos to her because she was telling them to wear their mask. However, there she is in the front seat of the vehicle. The vehicle is moving and she did not put on her seatbelt.
Oh, okay. So,
well, COVID-19 is here and we are hitting all of the warnings and everything that they are telling us to do. Please do not neglect or do not forget all the things which are all the other safety precautions which we need to also adhere and look at. So yes, wear your face mask and everything, but make sure that when you're in the vehicles that you put on your seatbelts.
Well, we can't emphasize that enough, because we know that seatbelts save lives. And we see the statistics. Well, we don't have them before us right now, but we know that there are a number of persons, maybe you might know, but I definitely know people who have been in accidents, and it's because of the fact that they're wearing the seatbelts that it wasn't as bad as it could have been. You know, no head trauma and all kinds of things that were avoided because they were wearing the seatbelt. So that is something that we have to, but then it is law. We know it is the law for the driver to be wearing the seatbelt, but not everybody is aware of the fact that everybody else in the vehicle should be wearing a seatbelt. Is that so?
Definitely, because I've been to numerous accidents, and you will hear even some of the accidents that happened recently where you hear that persons were thrown from the vehicle. And I encourage all Bajans, all Barbadians, all those listening, ensure wherever you are that you wear your seatbelts, because you can be thrown from the vehicle. You don't have to be at the front of the vehicle. You could be in the back, the very middle of the vehicle, and be thrown from the vehicle. So I'm encouraging and appealing on you to wear your seatbelts. And it's not something that I like to remember, because over my 14 years in the fire service, the amount of accidents that I have responded to, and I'm not the biggest person. So normally when they go to accidents, if you don't have a seat, if you don't have a collar for the person's neck and the ambulance is not there as yet, I'm normally the one who would try to get in behind the person and try to stabilize the person's neck. And Bajans, Barbadians, I'm telling you, it's not a good experience when you're there and the amount of persons that would have passed away or I've seen slipped away. Well, I'm there holding their hands, and it's not something that I like to remember. I think of it's something that is scarred with me for life. And majority of those persons, when we get to the accident, we could tell by the the windscreen or the windscreen. You can see the spider web on it, which signals that the person possibly was not wearing their seatbelt. Because what you don't realize is the speed the vehicle is going at. When the vehicle, when it has the impact, your body then goes at the same speed the vehicle was going at. So you're going to strike whatever it is, whether it be the seat, the steering wheel or the windscreen. You're going to strike it at the same speed that the vehicle was traveling at when it came to a sudden stop. And imagine you hitting your head at that speed onto the glass or the steering wheel for whatever or whatever it is, even the side of the vehicle. And we turn out on the scene, we see that, and as much as you see that, you still have to do whatever you can to make sure that you minimize any further damage or injuries to the person. And they're holding the person's hand and everything is coming out on my hand and you're seeing, it's like, trust me, it's not an easy experience. And as I said, the amount of persons who would have passed away or who would have left this earth while I was holding them, I can still remember their faces to this day. So I'm appealing, wow, whenever you get in a vehicle, ensure that you wear your seatbelt.
In addition to what Sober was saying, he spoke about when the vehicle impact, the speed at which the vehicle is traveling at is the same speed at which you're going to hit the windshield or the upright, the post of the vehicle, etc. In addition, I want to say that not only does your body move at that speed, but your organs, your internal organs, also travel at whatever speed that vehicle is going at. So they always talk about the secondary collision where the vehicle hits, there are three collisions.
Yeah.
The vehicle hitting whatever object it hits, your body hitting whichever part of that vehicle your body hits. And then the third collision would be when your organs, your internal organs, they hit against your structure. So these are things that happen, and that's how you find people have internal damage and so on and not knowing, etc. Because of the force at which the impact of that vehicle hit, whatever it hit. Also on that topic of basically, I guess, road safety as we were talking about, mm-hmm. I have seen a few disturbing videos in recent times.
Yes.
I'm sorry to cut you, but before we get to that aspect, I just wanted to ask, what you're referring to would be those in the driver's seat, Officer Sobers?
Any seat. Driver.
I just wanted to make that clear because, you know, people could think driver. That.
And persons who follow or who, you know, if you recollect on most accidents, the driver is usually the one less injured most of the time. Because if you're driving, you have control of the vehicle and you are, reflex-wise, the average human is going to save themselves first. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, sometimes you say the driver, but then the other persons and the other passengers in that vehicle have to realize that you're the one who have the least control. Only the person with that steering wheel, he or she has the most control of that vehicle. Mm-hmm. You, the person who is just a passenger in that vehicle, you have completely no control. The only control you have is to wear your seatbelt. So yes, everybody, not only the driver. And like I was saying, in addition, as we are on the topic of road safety, basically, related to accidents, etc. Mm-hmm. Only recently I've seen a number of videos with you know, yes, we're having fun and I'm always all for fun and all of that. However, I don't believe in having fun at the expense of life safety.
Definitely.
That is a complete no-no. And, you know, we're having fun. We're having our little drive around the country, etc. And people... let me put it in this way, doing nonsense on the road. I've seen videos where the vehicle at the front, somebody's is video recording the vehicle at the back doing, you know, a lot of stupidness, I would say, on the roads. And, you know, we have a lot of fans in Barbados who are rally fans and so on. And I like to remind people, it is all well and good to be a rally fan. You like what you see, it is fun and all that. However, always remember, one of the key points to remember about rally is that they don't do it against oncoming traffic. You understand? That is something that is designated for that track, that's designated for a particular area, and the normal vehicular traffic isn't traveling at the same time. But when you are on the roads of this country as a normal civilian driving around, you have to deal with oncoming traffic, you have to deal with pedestrians, mm-hmm. you have to deal with the possibility of a child playing with a ball and it goes across the road and the child runs behind it. These are realities. These are things that we have to deal with. We have to deal with persons who are visually impaired on, who are using these same roads that we're using. We have to deal with persons who are hearing impaired who are using these same roads that we're using. We have to consider all of these things. And when we you know, do lawlessness, as I would like to call it, you know, you're putting your lives at danger. You're putting other road users' lives at danger, in danger. And the results, the repercussions can be catastrophic. As Sobers mentioned, you know, we've all gone, as fire officers, we've all gone to accident scenes that have been gruesome. Mm-hmm. I always say to people, and you know, when I say people, you know, it sounds like gloom and doom, but the reality about it is, I keep saying to people, metal and flesh is not a good, it's not a good combination. It is, I mean, that's as realistic, as straightforward as they could put it. You know, accident scenes can be gruesome. And sometimes these simple little things, doing lawlessness on the roads, etc., can cause you a lifetime, because sometimes you have after effects from an accident. You have back, neck, whatever injuries that you probably will have for the rest of your life. Some people die, etc. And then when you die, it's not only you you're thinking about. You're thinking about your families you leave to mourn. You know, you got children, you got parents, you got loved ones who you leave in a state of turmoil. Some people never even catch themselves after that family member have, you know, their loss of family member, etc. Yeah. All of these things are things that we need to consider when we're using these roads and sometimes I would say taking it for a joke. It is not a joke, people. It is a serious thing.
Yes, yes. While you were talking, something was coming to me as well in that, you know, we know that there are so many things happening right now. A number of persons have filed for unemployment, and we've been looking at mental health and state of mind in a program right here on VOB on a Monday afternoon. Now, when it comes to driving and you're not in the state of mind to be there mentally, we know that it happens to all of us at some yep. point in time. Especially if you're going home, you drive that route all the time, you're just driving and you're yep. not really aware of what is happening yep. around you because
correct. It is extremely important.
Yes, go ahead.
I was saying it's extremely important to remain focused. Driving is one of those things. I don't think people, especially persons who do not drive, I don't think they understand fully the level of concentration that goes in to driving. Because you not only have, I remember long before I had a license, a person said to me, when you're driving, you have to think like everybody else on the road doesn't know what they're doing. And you know, it is very true. Anybody who drives on the roads would understand that you have to basically be the eyes, ears, and brains of yourself and everyone else around you as a driver. I think sometimes people take that part for granted. They think, you know, I'm driving and yes, I just didn't concentrate and stay in my little bubble. But at the end of the day, you have to also look out for the person who is not doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes you may be driving the same man, or he got away, she got away. No, they're supposed to be. There's not a guarantee that it will happen. I mean, daily, I don't think that I really knew how angry I could get as a human being until I started to drive. You know?
What?
You know, because sometimes so many things that you see, and because I get to the point where I'm like, I expect anything. I expect you to come out in front of me. I expect you to stop sudden. I expect you to do anything possible on the road. You know, so nowadays it's like, wow. All you can say is just wow. Because people do some of the strangest things on the road. And, you know, I don't know if sometimes they even consider the catastrophe that they can cause, as we just mentioned, on themselves, on their family, on other road users, which is, it's sad, you know what I mean?
I think we need to learn patience at times. And we also need to realize that vehicles are man-made and at any point in time, things can fail. And I remember reading up on somewhere online where it was that this serious accident that happened, the person was recapping what happened, and they said that they saw the vehicle speeding coming down towards the intersection, and the person was blowing their horn and blowing their horn, and the driver was saying, oh, man, they gotta stop, they coming into the junction, they gotta stop. Not knowing the person was blowing and trying to signal that they had no brakes and trying to get a person to stop.
Whoa.
And the speed the person was coming out, the two vehicles collided and the person lost almost everybody in the vehicle with the exception of the driver and the person who was at the front. It collided at the back and everybody else that was behind lost their lives. And I read that and I was like, wow. We don't say that. We see and say, oh, the girl stopped, but we don't know what is going on or what's happening. If it is that the person lost control, the person may have fainted or the brakes not working. So we have to be very aware of our surroundings and think not just for ourselves, but for the other persons as well.
And then how about the advice of if you're feeling sleepy or not very focused to just pull over for a few minutes? You know, yeah, how many of us have had to do that?
I said that I also studied the fact that our colleagues who would work night shifts or other emergency workers who will work long hours at night or who will be extremely tired after, so let's say you had 14 hours of two house fires and you're extremely tired, and those persons then have to leave work and head home. If it is that you get tired, it's best to pull over, get a little shut eye before you proceed any further, then you go further and then you lose your life because of that. So all of these things are things that we have to be aware of. So even persons in the public, if you're driving and you feel tired or you feel sleepy, I encourage you, pull over. I mean, some people may say, who am I pulling over because it might be night or it might be dark and considering what's going on in Barbados. If it is you're approaching a police station or fire station or something, pull over someplace where you know that it will be relatively safe and get those few minutes that could save your life.
I actually experienced, I went to an accident scene already with one of our other agencies, emergency agencies, who one of the guys, would have left work the morning and he was on his way home and he was tired and he fell asleep, I believe, and lost control of the vehicle and was injured fairly seriously as a result, you know, and he had just left work. So, I mean, these are things that are real. These are not things we make up or anything. These are things that do happen on a day-to-day basis. I know at night especially, people who go, I know you're not outside as we would have been in normal times, but still there are persons who work late. There are persons who still go, depending on what they're going to or whatever. You know, it should be mindful of that. When if you're going home and you're really too tired, you just pull to the side or sober, say, go to a police, fire station, whatever. And somewhere you're safe that you can lock your car up and get a little shut eye before moving on. It is safer to do that than to travel and, you know, find yourselves wanted later on.
Yeah, I've had to do that on more than one occasion where I went to a police station and I told them, all right, I'm heading home, but I'm tired, so I'm just going to get a little shut eye outside before I head on the road, just to let them know that I'm there. And fortunately or unfortunately, the sun came up and I was still there, but the point is I got some rest before I proceeded.
That's right. Listen, at least you got to see the sun.
That's true. And lastly, before we move off this, another thing that irks me, I just came to mind. There's nothing worse than driving and I look over and I see two adults in the front seat. Both have on seatbelt, strapped in and safe. But there between them is a child standing up holding on to the seat.
Yes. Yes.
That does something to me. And yes. I always have to signal to them and let them know, ensure that they strap the child in and have them buckled in. So all listeners, yes, I know you, for whatever reason, I'm not making no excuses or I'm not, whatever the reason, make sure when you get in the vehicle or you're about to leave and you have children or anyone on the age, make sure they're strapped in. If they're above the age of six, make sure that they have on their seatbelt and that they remain buckled in until you reach your destination. Because the same way we spoke about the impact of the vehicle, just imagine you're a young child. You have to brake sudden and you see your child fly past between you, through the windscreen and onto the road. No parent, no guardian would ever want to go through that or have to live with that. So yeah. I'm encouraging, appealing, whenever you're leaving home and you have any children with you, ensure that they're buckled in and that they stay buckled in until you reach your destination.
Yes, that's very important. You know, sorry can't bring them back. And like you said, there are people who right now are living with that, you know, even many years later, wondering what the child would have ended up being like now. Yeah. So, you know, that's something we definitely should take heed to. And you'd think, too, that in this day and age, people would know this. Yeah, that people would know this. You cannot have a child standing in between the seats while you're driving. I don't get it either. Sometimes I might blow my horn or something, you know, but you just really, it just does something in you, especially if you have a young child yourself and you're wondering how in the world can this person have this child in between standing up. It's not cute. It's not a game. You're playing with their lives. And no matter, there are some who might do it on a minor road. It's quiet and so on, but you just never know what might happen. And then worse, you're doing it on the highway or some other major road. So we just need to pay attention to these things for sure.
Even when you ask them, you tell them, do you know about the child flying through the event? So they say, oh, man, I got it. I can just hold my hand and start them. But at that point in time, that's the last thing that will come to your mind because you're trying to brace yourself or so many things happen at that point in time that the last thing you might study or you might move too slow, you may not be strong enough because the speed that the child may fly at.
Yes.
And I know for a fact I've returned to the station after incidents involving children. And I've seen my colleagues, I've seen what it does to them, and I know for myself what it does to me. Especially when it is that a child is involved or a young person. It is not a good feeling. It is not a good feeling. And all of these are things that we, as fire officers, as ambulance technicians and police officers, that we have to go through and have to deal with, and that it adds to us. And it really is something that we really want the Port of Barbados to try to ensure that they do the things they know they need to do, because
yeah, we get it. Oh my word, it's as we've said many times on the 311 radio show, being a fire officer is a calling. It's not a job, you know. It's not just a job, it's a calling, and you have to have the fortitude to be able to deal with some of these things, especially having come on the 311 radio show and saying the same things over and over again.
Yeah.
And then you go out there and see the opposite, you know, still happening.
It's funny you say that because, like, you know, a person sometimes will hear us and they say, oh, they talk about that already. And I always say, anytime you have to speak about it again, it means that the problem hasn't been solved. It means that we're still encountering that problem. Yeah. And that is the case throughout. We've still, you know, we're still seeing these things. These are not things that we just think of and say, oh, let's talk about it. These are things that we see most of the times when we come on this program. We are speaking based on things that we would have seen recently that we, you know, we think that we need to address. Yes. That's generally what happens. So it is not a case of just making up stuff to make up time. It's a matter of you see things reoccurring and you definitely say, well, look, we got to talk about this because clearly we haven't gotten through to the masses that you think we should.
And it is most cases we have a topic already planned and we know what it is we're going to talk about, but then we see something happening that just blows our mind and we're like, right, that's for next, that's this topic for next week. We're going to deal with this issue because it needs to be addressed right now.
Yes. So, well, speaking of which, you know, we've been addressing safety issues as it relates to driving. But we just have a couple minutes left, and I know you want to just touch on what's happening now. I mean, we're still in the hurricane season. In fact, it's August, September is like the peak time of hurricane season. And, you know, we would see what's happening in Louisiana with hurricanes Laura and Marco. And we just want to, I know you wanted to encourage people to do what is right, you know, offer some other hurricane tips and of course some precaution as well.
Yeah, I'll just start with saying back to what we started on, persons throwing garbage or the littering from the vehicles, throwing stuff through the window. All of this contributes to the flooding and all the negative effects of the same hurricanes when they come here. So I'm encouraging Bajans, all those who are hearing me, please stop the littering, stop the illegal dumping. If it is, you know that you're cleaning up around your surroundings or you're cutting the grass, you're trimming the branches, all the things you're doing to prepare for the same hurricane season or to make around you look presentable or beautiful, whatever the case may be, make sure immediately after that you clean up after yourselves. Don't leave them there and say, oh, am I going to do that tomorrow? And then tomorrow turns into next week. Then the rain comes and you realize, oh, I'm going to say, oh, but I'm going to clean it no more. No, clean it up immediately because all of this impacts, because it blocks the drains, it blocks the flow of water, and it causes flooding. So that is one thing we could do, one part we could play in reducing flooding when it is that we have bad weather or systems like storms or hurricanes coming our way. We'll also encourage persons, you know what we're going through as it relates to COVID-19 and stores making all the precautions and not having too much persons in the stores at one time. So I'm encouraging you, start from now, start making sure you start stocking up on the item. They're non-perishable for a reason. They call that for a reason. You can buy it and stock up on them. It doesn't mean that you have to put it down for 4 months, but there are things that you can use along the way and restock as time goes on. So I'm encouraging persons to go stock up on the items, go to supermarkets now. Before you hear that something's coming and wait until last minute, no, they say Bajans are last minute people. I guess I'm probably not a Bajan, but yes, make sure you go and you stock up on your items in the early.
Yeah, I hear Kevin earlier spoke about pet peeves, and I think that's one of mine. I always wonder why, you know, you hear a system coming tomorrow and then all of a sudden people freak out. I got to get this. I mean, like, what were you doing all the time before? Like, there are certain things that don't change. We know the hurricane season, June, like that's from primary school, you're taught June too soon. That's the common thing. You know, we don't just wait until then every single year. We know the crop season comes the same time every year. Why do we wait until then to clear our lots and to make Roma's clear up our Roma's? You know, we know these things are coming. Keep your areas clear. If you live in a certain area where you know, well, look, this particular stretch of grass burns every year, you cut that pathway to your house before that time comes. If you know that you live in a flood prone area, you make precautions so that when it should occur in your area that you don't have that problem. You know that you live in an area where a water scarce area. You stock up on some water so that when there's no water, you have water. You don't have to wait until the Starcom and the other places say, oh, we have a system coming tomorrow, and then you have to go and have these supermarkets, you know, backed up all over the streets, you know. To me, I don't know if it is an adrenaline rush for some people, but I just think that we could do better. You know, just be prepared, a little more prepared. That's
right. Well, as I always say, wise words. Well, officers, thank you so much for spending time with us here on the 311 Radio Show, right here on VOB 92.9 FM. And just in case someone wants more information on anything, remind them of the numbers, please.
535-78-29-30-31-32-33. So that's 535-78-29 straight up to 33. Any of us would answer and be more than willing and ready to assist you in what we can.
All right. Thank you so much. And of course, if you missed any of the day's editions, you can always log on to vob929.com and listen to the podcast. And I am Crystal J. Paul, thanking you, gentlemen, Fire and Life Safety Officers Jason Collins and Kevin Sobers.
Thank you as well. You're welcome. It's nice to be here. And,
yes, that's right. And thank God for technology where we can do this via Zoom and people can actually watch now. So you log on to VOB, it will be on VOB 92.9 FM's Facebook page for this edition. All right. So God bless and you take care. And as we always say,
prayer prevention is our intention.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
You can depend on the Barbados Fire Service 311.